and a little conversation. That's what we do when we're hanging downtown with Mark Clark and the new Radio 103.9.
That's right, the new Radio 103.9. Tom Joyner Mornings, New York's best mix of R&B. It's Friday. I can feel it in the air tonight. I got a lot of giveaways, including a chance for you to see my girl Jasmine Sullivan Tuesday. Also, I got Patty tickets. I got a couple. Ooh. The 70s Soul Jam. What? I got that coming up. And, of course, three things you should know just in about 8 minutes with the lovely Roxy. Let's get it started with Johnny Gill. Ah, behind closed doors. Ah. You're on the Radio 103.9. The new Radio 103.9, Tom Joyner Mornings, New York's best mix of R&B. Baby, don't. OJ's joining us. Roxy standing by. Three things you should know. What's going on, Roxy? How you doing?
What's going on, Mark?
How
so
you?
Excited. It's Friday.
Yes.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. It's the weekend, baby.
Lord, finally.
Lord.
And we have some great stuff. Three things you should know at yours truly, Roxy Digital and NY.com. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Rocky. Have a great weekend. Great job, of course.
You too.
Right now, Kelly Rowland joins us. She got that motivation. Got that baby. Got that ring. Got that husband. Got that motivation. Radio 103.9. New Radio 103.9 with Tom Joyner Mornings in New York's best mix of R&B as we get ready for Thanksgiving tomorrow night. For me, this has been a whirlwind of a year. For those who don't know, or again, you know, our station's been on since July. I am a 25-plus year radio veteran who, you know, who was underemployed since 2008. And I worked in the Baltimore market for over 9 years and in D.C. for a couple years part-time. But I had been a morning man for all those years until, you know, 2008. And so, you know, I had my ups and downs with career. And, you know, there was even the thought that I don't know would I return to radio full time. And so when I got this opportunity to be in New York City, the number one media market in the world, just how amazing is that? And what an amazing year. And so my whole family was so excited, super excited. You know, I get here in July, we launched the station, things are going well. And again, I'm a small town, I'm from Springfield, Illinois. And I've worked in different cities from Baltimore to D.C. to Charleston, South Carolina. And so to be in New York was just almost unbelievable. And so everything's going well. And I'm doing my shift one night. And I got the call that we all dread. My wife called me and told me my mother had found her on the floor at her house, and she'd been down for 2 days, and the mailman discovered her. And we came to find out that she did have a stroke. And so you can imagine, my whole world stopped. But when I went to go see my mother, who is an amazing woman, she is a man, she's a tough cookie, 80 years old, 81 years old now. And when I saw her and I saw the determination, I was okay. And I knew that she would fight to regain her ability to walk and fight to get her speech back. And she's still in rehab, but she is recuperating and doing an amazing job. And I definitely wanted to get her on to say hello. Because again, I'm her only son, her only child, and she has seen this dream of working and wanting to be in radio as a young man materialize, and now to wind up in New York. So here she is, Jacqueline Johnson. Mom, say hello to New York.
Hi, New York. I'm glad to say hello to you, and I hope you have a blessed holiday.
Well, Mom, I love you so much, and I'm so proud of you. Keep up the good work, honey, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
I sure am, and I'm looking forward to seeing you, too, and give the family my regards and girls a kiss for me.
I sure will. A long way from Springfield, Mom.
Oh, I know that, and over the miles, I want to wish you and New York City a happy holiday.
Wow, so it doesn't get any better than that. Thank you, New York, for this new opportunity, and I wish you and yours a very happy Thanksgiving and holiday season from the all-new Radio 103.9.